you to join me. Come online. Hallelujah. Come online. Come online. Come online. Come online. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we lift your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bless your name, we lift your name, we exalt you, we magnify you. We thank you for such an opportunity like this to bring forth your word, to be a blessing to someone out there that will be listening to this and that is listening to this at the moment. We pray, Father, that by virtue of your word, that their life will be transformed in the name of Jesus. That through your word, you bet healing, you bet revival, you bet deliverance in their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit of God, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So tonight, I will preach on what I titled, The Narrow and the Wide Gate. The Narrow and the Wide Gate. The Narrow and the Wide Gate. I'm sure that we are familiar with that term, that words from the scriptures. The Bible talks about the narrow gate and it talks about the wide gate. And I want us to be very, very attentive, pay rapt attention to what I'm about to share by the special grace of God. And I'm believing God that the Lord will give us the grace not to just be the hearer of his word, but also to become doers of his word. And by the revelation of his word to us tonight, our life will be transformed in the name of Jesus Christ. Before I proceed, I want to let you to know that Jesus is coming back again, and we are anticipating, we are expecting his second coming. And I pray by the special grace of God that both you and I, we will not miss the second coming of our Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly open your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14. It says, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14 says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. It says straight is the gate and narrow is the way which lead unto life, and few are the people that find this way. The people who are journeying on this way are very few. He says this way is very straight, it's very direct. There is no turning left, there is no turning right, there is no corners, there is no sharp corner, there is no roundabout. It's just a straight road. But this same straight road is very, very narrow. It is very, 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 very tiny. It says there is a wide gate. It says, and broad is that way. You see, this wide gate, it is very wide. It's very, very wide. Very, very wide. Very, very wide. It says, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. The way that leads to destruction is very broad, is very wide. It is very, very, very wide. But you see, this one that leads to life is very narrow and very straight. Let's quickly look at the Message Bible. In that same Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, let us look at how the Message Bible, you know, puts it. It says, don't look for shortcuts to God. I come again. Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff. Even though crowds of people do, the way to life to God is vigorous and requires total attention. He said you should not follow that shortcut. He said you should not follow that shortcut. There is no shortcut to God. There is no shortcut to God. According to the Message Bible, from that same scripture where we read, it says there is no shortcut to God. He says, don't look for shortcuts to God. He says, the market is flooded with sure fire. Don't look for shortcuts to God, for the market is flooded with sure fire. Easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't look for easy formulas to God. Don't follow shortcuts to God. You can't buy your way to heaven. You can't pay your way to eternity. There is no shortcut to eternity. He says, straight is the way and narrow is the path that leads to life eternity. So you have to be focused. You have to pay rapt attention. He says, the way to life to God is vigorous and requires total attention. It requires total attention, total focus. In other words, when you are a kingdom-minded person, you have to be focused on your journey. That is to say, there are so many distractions on this part of life. Any man, any woman that is interested in the journey to God's kingdom must be completely focused on the kingdom. You need to be focused on God. This is the time, this is the season, this is the generation that you need the focus. You need to be focused on God. Why? Because there are so many distractions. There are so many distractions. I pray for you that you will not be distracted in this journey in the name of Jesus. The Bible told us about the 10 virgins. Jesus gave a parable of the 10 virgins. He said 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. I pray for you in the name that is above every other name, that may you and I, including, we will not be foolish in the name of Jesus. 5 had extra oil. 5 never had extra oil. But when the bridegroom appeared, suddenly they were not found there. They were not found there. So you must understand that the kingdom race is not an easy race. Hallelujah. The kingdom race is not an easy race. The way the Message Bible says, the way to life to God is vigorous and it requires total attention. That is to say, the race to the kingdom of God is not an easy race. It is not a race that you can run lackadaisically. It is not a race that you can run lukewarmly. It is not a race that you can run without your 100% attention. Hallelujah. So it is a journey that your mind must be dedicated towards it. If you are born again, you have to stay born again. If you are righteous, you have to stay righteous. If you are holy, you have to stay holy. If you are pure, you have to stay pure, because the race to the kingdom is vigorous. It is a big challenge. Hallelujah. So on this journey, you must give up your appetite. You must give up your personal desires. You must give up yourself and focus on God. Focus. Complete focus on God. I pray for you that the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. So you have to get this very straight, sir. You have to get this very straight, ma'am, that you must do away with the pleasures of the world. You must do away with the pleasures of the world. You must do away with whatever thing that pulls you back. You must do away with anything that could draw you back to the system of the world. You have to be focused. You have to be dedicated. The narrow gate requires certain things. The narrow gate requires certain things. Number one, it requires complete holiness. It requires what? Complete holiness. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14b, it says, and with holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And with holiness which no man. Meaning holiness is number one key to you to get to your finish line, to get to your destination, which is the kingdom of God. Holiness. You can't be holy today and unholy tomorrow. You need holiness. You need holiness. It says, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Number two, purity and righteousness. Purity and righteousness. Purity and righteousness. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 says, Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So purity is number two expectations, requirements for you to journey on the narrow path, on the narrow gate, in order for you to get to eternity, to get to eternal life. Hallelujah. Purity. Number one, I said holiness. Number two, I said purity. Number three, it requires
Hallelujah. It requires love. Matthew 22, from verse 37 to 39, the Bible speaking, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He says, this is the first and great commandment. He says, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So love is another factor that you must hold on to. It is the life you should live. You should live the life of love. That you can't serve God without loving God.
How can you serve a God you don't love? You must come to terms that love is the greatest commandment. The same love you love yourself, it is required that you love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, love thy neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So love is very much important. You can't be a child of God and be bearing grudges. You have to show love. You have to give love. You have to love the Lord thy God with all your mind, with all your might, with everything about you. Hallelujah. That is the number three requirement for the narrow gate. Number four, very quickly. You have to flee every appearance of evil. Flee every appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 22. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 22. It says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain from all appearance. All appearance. Anything that has the appearance of evil, it says, abstain from it. Stay away from it. Child of God, stay away from every appearance of evil. May the Lord give you the strength and grace. Point number five, which is the last I'm going to give you on the requirement for the narrow gate. Number five, the fruits of the Spirit. Activating the fruits of the Spirit in your life. Building the fruits of the Spirit in your life. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and 23, the Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit. It mentioned love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, and the like. The fruit of the Spirit is the evidence that the Holy Spirit is at work in your life. The fruit of the Spirit is an evidence that you have given your life to Jesus and you have received the Holy Spirit into your life. And that is why every day, on a daily basis, you must make it a point of duty to always pray and ask the Lord to keep filling you with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Tell the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Spirit help you to deal with your weaknesses. Let the Holy Spirit help you to grow in the way and in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. So you have to get this very straight, that the fruit of the Spirit is a factor, a requirement for you, for me, for every child of God to journey on this narrow path that leads to eternity. Though it is not easy, but when you have the Holy Spirit, it makes it easy. The Spirit of the God of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord helps us in our weaknesses. He will also help you in your weaknesses in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the people on the broad gate, which leads to destructions, are those who practice the works of the flesh. The people on the broad way that leads to destructions are the people who practice the works of the flesh. When you read that same Galatians chapter 5, from verse 19, the word of the Lord analyzed the works of the flesh. It talks about sexual immorality. It talks about impurities. It talks about idolatry. It talks about witchcraft. It talks about hatred. It talks about discord. It talks about jealousy. Hallelujah. It talks about fits of rage. It talks about selfish ambition. Hallelujah. Selfish ambition. It talks about dissensions. It talks about factions, envy, drunkenness. It talks about urges and the lies. So you must do away with all these works of the flesh. Whatever you know, whatever attitude, lifestyle, character that you know that can lead you to eternal destruction. It is time you do away with it. It is time you invite Jesus into your life. It is time you tell the Lord, Father, I cannot do it on my own. It is time you tell God, Father, come into my life. It is time you tell the Lord, come and walk in me. It is time you tell the Lord, Father, I cannot journey alone. Come and give me the grace. Come and give me the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, you cannot have the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, you need the Holy Spirit for the fruit of the Spirit to be made manifest in your life. You need the Holy Spirit so that the fruit of the Holy Spirit can begin to show forth in your daily activities, can begin to show forth in your life, can begin to show forth in your dealings, can begin to show forth in your relationship with both God and with man. Remember, I said that one of the requirements, which is the greatest, Jesus said it is the greatest love. He says, love the Lord thy God with all thy might, with all thy power. And he said also, love thy neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So you need the Holy Spirit to build love in you. You need the Holy Spirit to build gentleness. You need the Holy Spirit to build all the fruits of the Holy Spirit in you. And that way you will begin to manifest the life of Christ. That way you begin to walk in the counsel of God. That way you begin to live the life that God wants you to live. Hallelujah. That way you begin to find it easy. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you begin to find it easy to live a life of righteousness. You begin to find it easy to live a life of purity. You begin to find it easy to live a life of consecration. Why? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I'm praying for you and I prophesy into your life by the mercies of the Lord that the Lord will give you the grace to serve Him better. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you're watching me from and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to say, man of God, I have not given my life to Christ, or man of God, I have given my life to Christ and I have backslided. Say this prayer with me very briefly. Say, Father, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. I believe you died for me. I believe you died to save my soul. Thank you for dying for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your sufficient grace. I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom. God bless you. 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 I believe if you have said this prayer, drop a comment or send us a message on this page. We would like to pray with you. We would like to hear your testimony. You can also send us prayer requests. We will be praying for you. I will be praying for you personally. And the Lord will do great and mighty things in your life in Jesus' name. Shalom. God bless you. You are blessed. I love you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I'm prophesying into your life that the Lord will do something great in your life. The Lord will do something great in your life. I decree, if you are sick right now, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. I decree be healed. I decree be healed. I decree be delivered in the name of Jesus. I prophesy into your life. I prophesy into your life. I prophesy into your life. Let the Lord begin to walk in you. Let the Lord begin to walk in you. Let the Lord begin to walk in you. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost begin to rest upon your life. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost begin to walk in your life in the name of Jesus. Shalom. God bless you.